it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I am the host of the show. You'll have me for the next 2 hours. Family, welcome. I'm the Watchman, and there's many Watchmen out there. Matter of fact, you are. Whoever I'm talking to, you're a Watchman. You're a Watchman. We all are. Once you know the truth, we have to start talking. I know there's a time and place. That's your judgment, and let the Holy Spirit guide you. But He's going to be guiding you quite often. We're getting close to something. Regular old Joe out here, I'd say 90%, don't have a clue. No idea. The ones that are aware of the Illuminati, they got a clue, but no idea of the big picture. I'm finding this out more and more because we've been taught not to connect the dots. Religion's over here. Politics is over there. Science is something else. That's just convenience. Interesting stuff, science. Philosophy, boring. Politics, well, that's another subject, of course. Religion. Economics, oh, that's a big one. What they're not doing is connecting the dots, though, and education. They have round tables, committees, representatives of all seven areas talking together and coordinating. When they do an objective in the politics, that's connected with science or with religion. It's connected. All of it's connected. They have committees. They have objectives. They have milestones. They have a family ritual that carries on this agenda for centuries, for generations, passing it down. In the same way that you have a family heirloom of whatever it is, a family tradition of passing something down, and you have it in a case or whatever, and you say, well, that's my great-great-great-grandfather's Billy Bob something another, whatever it is. Well, this is exactly this world conspiracy. It is that, and can be proven if people would only challenge it. Challenge it. Instead of hiding in the closet of comfort. But I don't mix politics and religion. They win because politics and religion are inextricably connected. And that is a provable fact. You will not disprove what I've said. It will not happen. Bill Cooper was good at connecting the dots. Some people just have a couple of trees and they understand it, but not the whole forest. Now, I've thrown a lot at you in just the first 5 minutes, but control, education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, all the arts, museums. What do you think museums are for? Politics and finance. And denial of what I'm telling you is not going to make it go away. It will be there until Jesus Christ comes back. Well, actually, the tribulations are what's going to stir things up a bit. A bit is lightly putting it. Those seven areas are what I'm talking about exactly. They're called, they have a name, by the way. They're called Ashram, A-S-H-R-A-M, Rays, R-A-Y-S, a study. They have milestones. They have objectives, specific, actually. I guess what I'm getting ready to do here is lay a groundwork right quick. They control the banking, all of it, and it's not Jews. It's Italians, Germans, Illuminati, and they're all satanic. Irish, Scottish, Jews. They all have one thing in common, the ones that are a part of it. They worship Lucifer. Some know it, some don't even know it. Worldwide banking, business, military, all the militaries, politics, education, the media, all religions, bar none, including Christianity, all the intelligence agencies, all of them, worldwide, medicine, drug companies, illegal drugs, organized crime, are all controlled by the global elite inextricably. And scientifically. And I can't say perfectly because sometimes they get powerless within themselves. Or one of their leaders starts being benevolent. God forbid that would happen. Sometimes they lose control. But they get back on control. Because you see, Satan is prince of this world. That's another fact. For now, anyway. But he's not king. God is king. And he's coming back as Jesus Christ again. But this time, as a judge, the rules have been set. You'll find them in the King James Bible. And you will not prove that the King James Bible is not the Word of God. It is the Holy Word of God, the only one. NIV is trash. American Standard is garbage. Because it's missing verses. Words are changed, different meanings. The King James Bible has power. There's so-called scholars from Harvard and even old Duck Dynasty are going to start writing their own Bibles. You can't do that. Well, I'm a Harvard professor, and I'm fluent in Hebrew and this, that, and the other, and la-la-da-da-da. That don't make one lick of difference. That means absolutely nothing. It means that you better repent, because you make up a Bible hell won't be hotter than you can imagine. Because that's where you're going to end up. I'm quite blunt about that on my own show. I can do that. Those seven areas, the 11, the 10 I just named you, are part of that. And specifically, old man Kissinger, by the way. He controls a group that you may not know about called the Star Group. The Star Group, 5 points, worldwide insurance protocols, the banking, specifically, real estate protocols, high-tech science, which includes cybernetics, HARP, which controls the weather, produces earthquakes, controls tornadoes, weaponized weather, absolutely. Voice-to-skull technology, we'll talk about some of this today. Sorry, I got a little hoarse here. Cybernetics, HARP, communications, cloning, the whole thing about science. And entertainment, specifically Disney, who's Illuminati. TV, Star of the Stars, everything, all of it, Hollywood, is controlled through the Tavistock, through Kissinger. Tavistock is a behavioral think tank in London. Created, it's about the same time the Royal Institute for International Affairs was created by the Rothschilds, 1921. Same time the Council of Foreign Relations was created by the Rockefellers. That's the Illuminati. That is the Illuminati in a new name. Now, I didn't give it justice at all. But I give you an idea of how it really is operating in this world. Now, you can believe it or not, but if you don't believe it, I highly suggest you prove me wrong. Because I have the evidence. And you can too if you do the research. I am nobody special by no stretch of the imagination. I'm just a determined researcher. And I'm stubborn, hard-headed, and I love Jesus Christ. Of him, I'm not. And I will not back down when I know something is right. And again, I'm nobody special. Anybody can do what you want to do. It's just a matter of doing it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and get started here. I got a lot to tell you. I cover news today. And some interesting things are happening. I do apologize for my hoarseness here, but I'm fighting a little bit of a something or other. It's not a cold or nothing. I'm not sure what it is. I'd like to go say it's chemtrails and get all exotic on you, but I have no idea. Well, I'll muddle through it here. But bear with me today. Because I have a lot of connecting to do for you. And then you go back and you try it out. You test it. You challenge it. And start off by not believing what I say. But challenge what I say. And find out yourself. You can actually find out on your own as I'm talking. That's how computers are today. You pull up another browser. And you start searching. I don't believe what he said. I don't believe that. Look it up while I'm talking. Also, if you do me a favor today, well, every time if you come on, there's a website called TalkStreamLive.com. And I want to see how this works. If you would, this hour and the next hour, just go there and click on TalkStreamLive.com. And somewhere in that massive array of faces of talk shows, find mine. And then click it. Or get it there. Click it, and then hit the green bar to the right of my mug picture. And click that, and up will pop a media player of some sort. If you want to listen there, that's fine. If not, just click it off. You've what's called made a vote, and it moves me up in the standings. And what that does is gives me closer to the top, and if it's closer to the top, more people will want to listen. I'm not shy. That's the whole purpose. But I also want to see if it works. And then if you want to come back to my website, you just click my picture. It goes back to the website. You listen to the green bar with the web with a media player, or click my picture and you go back to my website, whichever you want to do. And also, TalkStream Live shuts off about 3 minutes till. I normally keep talking to right at the top of the hour of 6 o'clock. So if I'm in talking and I go off while you listen to the media player, my website will have me still talking. And then I put the archives up fairly soon afterwards. And they run 24 hours, 7 days a week. Archives, 24-hour loop. Also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. So it kind of tells you what the show's about. Let's get started. Lord, we thank you today, Father, for everything you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. And for those things, Father, that you've given us, that, Lord, you open our eyes, we can be appreciative. Sometimes we fall away on this. We thank you, Lord, for all the things you've done. And, Lord, we thank you for the trials and tribulations you've given us. We thank you for the conviction. When we fall away, you give us that touch, Lord, of conviction that brings us back in the fold. We thank you, Lord, for our families. And, Lord, we pray for our families. We pray, Lord, that they will see the light. That, Lord, that the light of Jesus Christ will be spread. And the word with truth will be put out. We pray through the Holy Spirit. He touches every heart and every soul. That, Lord, that it'd be like a brush fire that it'll spread around the country. And that, Lord, to learn the power of 2 Chronicles 7:14. Father, that is the answer. And for that truth to be put out, that if my people call by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven, have our sins forgiven, and the land be healed. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your holy word in the King James Bible. Lord, we pray for our veterans. We pray for those in this holiday season that, Lord, is thinking about suicide, that, Lord, that divine appointments will be set up to lead them away from these thoughts. We pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit will convict those souls that are on the edge of coming over. That the name of Jesus Christ will rise above all. We pray for the children that's going to be abducted, that they can be released from these rituals that they're planning. And Lord, an awakening will be made of these Wicca and the witchcraft that's in our government, in the world government, in these states, that these covenants can be broken up. And Lord, to strip down their protection and seal the Holy Spirit to their heart, and for those to guide them to your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, all these things we pray. The name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory ever. Amen. Family, this is what it's all about. I know there's people out there that forming up these court systems, and they're going to arrest this guy and that guy, and bring the Queen to justice or bring Bush to justice, all this stuff. They're going to arrest the bankers. All this mess. They have no idea what they're doing. You have good people involved. that really believe that they can make arrests. Family, the Nuremberg trials. What's that supposed to do? Bring the Nazis to justice, right? Well, 10,000 Nazis were brought over to America, Argentina. Operation Paperclip. Including Adolf Hitler. You heard me. And the 10,000 Nazis of all different categories and disciplines have forment the Ashram Ray of science, rocketry, von Braun, medical, social psychology, etc., to prepare us for the New World Order. So we won the battles. We lost every war. So did the Brits. So did everybody else. Everyone lost. You see, the enemy are the secret societies. And they are enemy when and in of themselves. The lower level degrees don't even know it. Now, when you start talking that way, that gets people's attention. Because that's way beyond what we've been taught. But these are facts, I'm telling you. They got a great war planned in the future. And God, they won't do it until God allows them to. And the one in control is Jesus Christ. To allow things to happen. And he allows them as we pull away from him. He's our great physician. You know, there was a physician, John Donay, and he was reflecting on his deteriorating health. This is in the 16th century. He described his feelings as physicians examined him to find the root and occasion of a serious illness. So, what they did, in hushed tones, they discussed their conclusions outside the room. Now, at first, Donay was afraid. But you know, in time, he saw compassion in their faces, and he started to trust them. And you know, their concern reminded Donay that he could trust the great physician. You know, he read the Gospels. He saw God the Father, his face in a tender, compassionate face of Jesus. Like for many of us, we struggle with our thoughts about God, especially during illness, or fear. That's what you try to create for us is fear. So you lose your faith. Don't let them do it. All the FEMA camps are going to kill you. Chemtrails are going to kill you. World War III is looming. Stock market's going to crash. You're going to lose everything. Ferguson. Bundy Ranch. Fukushima. Man, they just go and go and go. Now they got another one up in New York. Chokehold. Notice how they keep it going? Cause that fear. You get your focus off the main objective. It's to love God and trust in Jesus, the great physician. Don't let him do it. It also sells things. I'm supposed to give you fear. Tell you about the bad things happening today. How we're going to go into a Mad Max scenario. And say, by the way, on my website, I've got freeze-dried food. You also can buy compasses. I don't have anything on my website, by the way. But you see, it sells. Now, am I saying don't be prepared? No. Be prepared. But family, you're going to run out of whatever it is. I've said this before. Amazing thing about this, Black Friday, was they sold one weapon, according to Walmart, every 3 seconds. That's amazing. I haven't got that off my mind yet. That's amazing. But there's one thing about a weapon. Is a weapon won't work without ammunition. And if you do have some ammunition, they're going to run out of it in the store. And there's something else about ammunition. You use it, it doesn't come back. You just can't make it appear like loaves in a basket. People don't think about the future. It's fear that sells. It's fear that you lose faith. What are you going to do when the weapon runs out? You're in a combat situation, in civil war, protecting your home. There you go. Click. Uh-oh. Oh, that's a problem. Assuming you're in that position, that's the worst case scenario. That's the worst case scenario. So what happens? Who do you depend on then? The great position? Family, you're, one of the things you're going to find, though, is interruptions are going to happen in your life. When you get started, it's always going to be. And the fear, the lack of faith, the interruptions. Family, Satan is going to work on you. I guarantee it. To get your mind off God. You know, you struggle with your thoughts about God, especially during illnesses. And you ask yourself, can you trust him? Like Donye, you turn to the Gospels for our reason to trust God. And you find it in his son, Jesus, who is unfailingly compassionate toward those who are afflicted, regardless of his reason. So what you do is you pray, as Donye prayed. He said, deliver me therefore, O my God, from these vain imaginations. The belief by our sin that we forfeited God's goodness and mercy. And you know, Donye also said, the great physician, he knows our natural infirmities, for he had them himself. He knows the weight of our sins. He paid a dear price for them himself. David Roper. When are they going to go to the great physician? I talked on a talk show fairly recently. And this month I talked on the talk show. I was a guest. And when I was talking, the idea was to come up with ideas to bring back America. Well, I'm just being honest. And every time they came up with an idea, I'd say, well, yeah, but. They come up with an idea, yeah, but. So that irritated some people. The folks kind of made comment along the way that I was a negative thinking kind of person. No, I'm realistic. And it dawned on me this morning when I got to think about this program that all the counters I had for everything they brought up was exactly what's going to happen. Man will have to go past his own points and finally find out that the great physician is the only one that's going to be able to help him. But man's got to exhaust every means that he's got. When you should have went to God first. With faith. You can't go to God with halfway faith. You got to have full faith or not. It brings me to a story about David. Remember David? David, you would think, had the greatest faith, right? Well, he had 5 stones. How about that? He had 5 stones. Picked up 5. Picked up 5 stones. Why didn't he say, well, God's going to hit me with the first one? You say, well, David didn't have faith. Well, he had faith because he didn't put on the armor, didn't have the everything that they wanted to put on him. It's too heavy. too heavy laden. But he knew God was there, and he had faith that God was going to help him. He thought it might take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stones. But God let him have it with one stone and struck down Goliath. But David picked up 5. Different degrees of faith, huh? Well, it's coming. But it is already in our lives. Is your faith on every day to trust in Him? With real faith. And sometimes you're going to run across tribulations and trials. It won't always work out smooth. Remember, Satan is prince of this world. And the trials and tests you get that will put you out or to make you stronger. But those who fear death, you will fear life. With no fear of death, you're dangerous. With initiative, which scares the dickens out of these people, you're dangerous. With faith and trust in God, you're really dangerous. You know why they tried to, why they had to bring in Constantine to create Christianity? You know why they, you know, you're not going to like this, but it's what happened. Constantine was a pagan. He was the first pope. It definitely wasn't Peter. But the reason Constantine was brought into the picture in 313 AD, and then 325 AD, the creation of Christianity, was because they couldn't beat the Christians. So they created a religion to pull them in and pervert their beliefs ever so slightly. What do you mean it couldn't beat the Christians? Because up to that point, the Christians that were dying in the Colosseums, being observed and entertaining the Romans, was working opposite. There were people in the stands were converting. It's like, wow. See, after hundreds of years of this, the legends lived on. And then at some point in time, in the first and second century, started taking hold. So they couldn't extinguish or dissuade people from becoming Christians. It's quite the opposite. They're losing their own Romans. Matter of fact, the Roman centurion took off his armor and joined the Christians. He saw so many that he put into the Colosseum. He was amazed of their following. So being a Christian is not about Christianity. Being a Christian is not about Christianity. Being a Christian is about Jesus. Not a religion, but about Jesus. That's what it's about. Jesus, not Christianity, not the Pope, not a church, not a pastor, not a rabbi, not a priest or whatever. Not a Manu or a guru or whoever. Or four walls. It had nothing to do with that. It's about Jesus Christ. And He left us His holy word intact. It's called the King James Bible. Completely separate from all other Bibles. That's why they got to make their own. Because the power of the King James shames them. You see. And convicts their heart. And they don't like it. So they want to change the words. Change the meaning. Update it. You can't update it. You got to go back to what it meant then. When of God, the 47 translators were translating it as directed by God supernaturally. He preserved His word like He promised. Well, the conspiracy, the Illuminati in science and world domination. Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. He's allowed certain latitude. We've got to bring back America. Figure out ways to do it. Really? Okay. First thing God do is let the Freemasons know they're not on God's list. that took a blood oath. They run America. They're foot soldiers for the Illuminati. The Illuminati and the Freemasons, and I don't care what your Grand Inspector General says, he's told to lie to you anyway by his blood oath. Is that they take an oath to Lucifer. The secret societies are foot soldiers ever since the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in 1782. The Masons came under the Illuminati. Look it up. They signed a formal marriage agreement. And they use the Illuminati, they use the Masons as foot soldiers. If you've got a group of you all in the city council or other whatever city governments or town governments were, and one or two are Freemasons and everybody's not, you cannot trust those two Freemasons in there because they will report to their Grand Inspector General. The Grand Inspector General report to Illuminati. That's a promise and a guarantee. You see? So the first thing you got to do is vet out the Freemasons for their own good. And then witness to them about the truth about God through Jesus. Now you're going to get resistance, say the least. That's lightly putting it. They're given certain statements and they're trained like salesmen to respond to you in certain ways, like you're selling a service or something, to put you off track. They're trained to do this. Now, that'd be the first step. The second step would be get rid of all Jesuits that's been implanted, that's been infiltrated in the education system, the religious pastors. First Baptist pastor could be a Jesuit. Matter of fact, they are trained to be a pastor for a Presbyterian, Methodist, or Baptist. But they're actually a Jesuit working for the Vatican. The Vatican works for the Illuminati. They control them through Freemasonry, National Council of Churches, and 501c3. That's how they control it right under your noses. You have Jesuits in science, in the arts, definitely in the politics, and finance. And they're there to destroy, to watch you. And they will take you down if you become too influential. I found a way they do it. Going back to the, and they work through communist programs. In 1945, Paris, France, is a world conference, World Confederation of Labor. And they use the same techniques. They form the labor parties. And that way they control people. And what they did was six things go like this. Was to take advantage of the indifference of the majority of members by having every communist and fellow traveler, you got it, Mason, turn out to important meetings, especially those called elective officers, to nominate only communists for office and then vote them into power. We have no elections in America, never have. They're appointed always. To see only communists or sympathizers be appointed as shop stewards. Use character assassination to discredit officials who were anti-communistic or anti-Mason. Record the names of all union members who were anti-communist for liquidation when the right moment comes. wreck all unions which can't be controlled. And if enough communists and sympathizers were not present to put across the party line during a meeting, then the communists were to argue and prolong discussions until all except communist members grew tired and left. This is part of the World Revolutionary Movement, which Freemasons are workhorses for them. Once they have control, they will not need them any longer. I told some folks recently on a radio broadcast that Freemasons will be targeted for execution when the Great White Brotherhood has control. It's coming. Now, family, this world conspiracy is picking up steam. And it looks like it's heading toward a financial economic reset. I don't know. It's hard to say what crisis are going to come across to you. Something to galvanize, to cause some disturbance, so then you'll want help. You'll know when it happens. Right now, Americans are sleepy. They have no idea what's going on. Watching TV, working, got their mind on, some activity, take care of the kids, all these things. Got us all busy. Then the conspiracy theorists are divided, separated. And one of the ways is Ferguson. Did you know that, recently they had football players come out with their hands up, like Ferguson, whatever. You know what that really is? That's a third-degree Mason sign for distress. And another sign very similar to that is joy and exultation, with hands up, palms facing each other, in a third-degree Mason sign for joy and exultation, like when you score a touchdown. Did you know that the baseball field, was created by Freemason, and the baseball field is the Masonic logo? Since baseball is created, it's a Masonic game. The pitching mound is the G in the Gnostic, Chi. And where the square and the compass intersect is home plate, first, second, third base. Three outs, nine players, multiples of threes. Did you know that the Boy Scouts was created by the Masons? Taking kids, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, etc. And so it teaches us, as degrees do, grades, to excel. That's great. Pride, Bill Pride. Pride goes before the fall. But Boy Scouts, you earn your badges. You've got your little, I was a Boy Scout. You put your three fingers up, and your thumb covers your forefinger. That's your Boy Scout sign. Did you know that that's a sign for the Merovingian bloodline? Of the Fleur de Lis? That's what that means. But it teaches the boys to excel, preparing them for Freemasonry. They want to find out who's best of the best. That's where you get Eagle Scout. Merit badges. Go after them, man. Get them. Display them. It leads you to the next. It's like a carrot. And then when you get to college, you got looking for the best of the best. Order of the era of the Boy Scouts is above Eagle Scout. They take your kids out there like Indians. They actually cut the skin. Blood brothers, that kind of thing. It's secretive. Order of the era is another part of a high level Boy Scout. A. Truat has a very good program talking about child abuse in the Boy Scouts. Where else do you find children? I'm sorry, but that's what's happened. Mind control. I hate saying that, I really do. But I can begin to see things as they really are. Look up the Jesus camps. You think the Muslims are bad? Brainwashing their kids? Look up the Jesus camps that CIA ran. They even teach them harness, sticks, and about Jesus too. Family, this is what's going on in the background. It's what's happening while we sleep. I say wake up. They're going to find out at the last minute, unfortunately, that Jesus Christ is the only way they're going to solve this. There is no other way. A delay may happen. I don't know. They may arrest the Illuminati, run them off. Family, all they're going to do is change the name. That's what they always do. Jesus Christ coming back is the only benevolent commander you're going to get. There are no others. No human being today can take the place of another one. Matter of fact, Rick Joyner. Now, I'm not going to play that tape. I've been playing so many times. I could, but my regular listeners are probably tired of hearing it. They probably got it memorized by now. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries was praying for a military takeover of the U.S. government on his own station. I hear this thing. I've heard it so many times because I play it over and over to make a point. You know, people getting tired of hearing it probably. But it makes an amazing point. This is Rick Joyner on his own program, and he's speaking only, and he calls that God will allow a military takeover. He prays for a military takeover of the U.S. government on national TV, his own TV. He's not arrested. He just does it and it's over. And no reports of him being arrested or anything like that. Nothing.
Let's see what.
So you wonder just what he's got to say. So I want you to just hear what he says. This is actually done on TV.
He has the offer. The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the Republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill, period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Okay. I went through that part of it. I didn't go through the whole thing. Both of them are Knights of Malta. That's fact. Boykin is a high-level chancellor. Watch. In 1915, May the 7th, quote, Colin Simpson, historian, begin quote, Cuttered shipping lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and company. Before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow Wilson that it would be sunk and innocent passengers would be killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon Lusitania. Now a setting duck, it was sunk by three German U-boats, and 1,201 lives, innocent, were lost. One well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it, quote, the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas, unquote. Now, what's the connection? Well, Churchill was a Knights of Malta member. Castro was a Jesuit. Jim Jones was a Jesuit. FDR, who helped the Japanese and Churchill plan Pearl Harbor in the 1920s, with Ensign Yamamoto as a go-between in the 1920s, is a Freemason. Family, this is evidence. These are facts. You see what's really going on? So they need what's called fictitious alternate enemies to keep your eyes off of the ball. That's where Al-Qaeda comes from, where the communists come from. Oh, they're enemies, there's no doubt about that. But the way you control people is by war. And the way you present a war, way you present a war is by having enemies. We don't have any. Okay, well, let's make them. So they manufacture an enemy. It's called fictitious alternate enemies. They use a Gillian dialectic. They've been there for centuries. This is what's really going on today. But please, don't connect the dots. Let's throw another one in the pot. Another Knights of Malta. Oh, this works really well. Oliver North is a Knights of Malta.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giuffrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giuffrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giuffrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
You see, that's what's really going on. That's the truth. It doesn't talk about 1972, 74, and Nixon tried a military coup. 1960s, it was supposed to be a military coup. That resulted in four deaths. JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. There were all three major players in fomenting the Third World War and takedown of America, but they did not participate. Matter of fact, they went on the offensive. Martin Luther King, who started off as a communist, socialist, said, wait a minute, it's not right. He got away from the civil rights workers, like Jesse Jackson, all these communists and liberals. And Martin Luther King was bringing people together, seeking freedom for the blacks, which he should have happened anyway. But he's also bringing people together. He realized he's being used as a pawn. He's a great man. Malcolm X, personally don't agree with his politics or his religion, but his enemies are our enemies. Boulay Society, secret societies, treachery with his own group. He came back and had a different attitude when he went to Saudi Arabia. He came back with a different attitude. They were going to use the black and white conflict with Muslim as the black Muslims as the generation of violence. Then on the white side, the FBI was going to use the Freemasons, the KKK, and have them clash. That was a spark. Kent State was to see if American troops would fire American citizens and to see what kind of spark it would set up. They had a lot planned in. It failed. It fizzled. FDR planned a military coup by 1943, 45, but didn't work out. You see, God's in control. Secret societies are not in control. That's what's going on today. So a question might arise, why would they want a military coup? That puts us back in bondage. A dictatorship by consent. And you'll love it. So they want you to have that kind of thought. But it's interesting that that's brought up because I had something queued up here I want to talk about. It's interesting. A military coup is a dialectic So first they got to demonize Obama, which is not hard to do because he's participating, just like Bush did and Clinton and all the rest. They're all cousins. Colin Powell's a cousin, too, the bloodline. They're all cousins. They're all playing this little stupid game. Putin, all of them, work together. You understand this? Secret societies are the workhorses. Now, a military coup helps get rid of Christians. A military coup is the solution, as Rick Joyner said, to an evil government. So they got to demonize the government, like I said a little while ago, vilify the government. So now we got the solution. A military coup is the solution. We'll solve this. We'll take care of you. We'll put somebody good in there. Okay. A military coup d'etat against a dictatorship, a military coup against what we consider a dictatorship, might appear to be one of the easiest and quickest way to remove a particular repugnant regime. So they're going to make him look like a repugnant regime. And that's what they're doing. However, you got some serious problems with that technique. It leaves in place the existing maldistribution of power, and that between the population and the elite that's in control of the government and its military forces that they're not telling you about. The multi-jurisdictional task force. The UN's behind it. The removal of particular persons and cliques from their current position, we'll say, would more than likely just make it possible for another group to take over their place. That's what they're going to do. So the bad one is gone. It must be a good one coming in. And that is not the case at all. So theoretically, this group might be milder in its behavior to start, just like Constantine was. Be open-minded in limited ways to democratic reforms. However, the opposite is as likely to be the case. Constantine said, Christians, come on in. You're okay now. And it still killed them for a while. Then they stopped killing them. And then by 1200 A.D., to 1800 A.D., the Vatican started murdering, ended up 50 to 68 million people in a 600-year period. Whoa. See how they do it? This is carried on from generation to generation. So if you have a dictatorship that's set up, that's supposed to be benevolent, that's impossible. After consolidating its position, the new clique that comes in would turn out to be more ruthless and more ambitious than the old one. So consequently, the new clique in which hopes may have been placed will be able to do whatever it wants to without concern for democracy or human rights. They're promised to give them back. They're not going to do it. It's not an acceptable answer to a problem of dictatorship. So they got to make the government right now look like a tyrannical government. A tyrannical government, and you got Rick Joyner calling for a military takeover, and he's not on the front page news. This is beyond ridiculous. It's absurd. It's actually... what's the word I want to use? It's degrading. It's insulting that we're that stupid. Or that lazy, that tired, that unaware. Why aren't they calling for Rick Joyner to be put up for charges, for treason, if we have a tyrannical government? You see the absurdity of this whole thing? It gets even worse. It's crazy stuff, you know. It's all true. I mentioned this on a radio show recently. God. Oh, man. Sometimes I feel like I'm drinking water up a rope. Look here. In December the 9th, 1950, Chicago Tribune had a good article came out. I got a copy of that. I found one the other day. December the 9th, 1950. Chicago Tribune said, I quote, "The members of the council, foreign relations, CFR, the members of the council should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, Korean War," unquote. Now, my point. You've got majority, a large, I actually got names, of members of the military, of the Joint Chief of Staff, that go up and brief the Council of Foreign Relations, murderers, war starters, as they're called to do. You got Rhodes Scholars, which take an oath against America. Oh, look it up. Right now I'm talking. Look it up. The oath of the Rhodes Scholar. Oath of Knights of Malta. Oath of the Jesuits. And the absurdity of it all. And they brief them. They work with them. Now, play it over and over. This speech by Hillary Clinton, how she applauds that they have a CFR satellite office near the White House to be told what to do, so we can be told what to do, how we should think. I got the quote. I could call it up right now. How Rockefeller, how Cheney, a cousin of Bush, by the way, and Kerry, they're all cousins. And Romney, they're all cousins. They're cousins. Merovingian bloodline, they're all cousins. Every one of them. You thought Hatfields and McCoys were connected. No. Cheney concealed his membership and directorship in the Council of Foreign Relations to his constituents in Wisconsin. He concealed it. And he'll laugh about it on his speech. And they laughed, and that's a sure indicator that that was significant. He even says he concealed it. When are people going to start waking up to what's really going on? What's it going to take? You tell people, you know, and you think, okay, I told them. And it's like a rubber band stretched. It goes right back in place. They go right back to talking. Well, we got to do something about it. And here we go. What are you going to do about it, man? Now, I will tell you, Texas, for example, stopped Perry from passing the HPV shot requirement for 9 to 12-year-olds. They got together and stopped it in their Congress or their legislative branch. Now, that's what you do. Oregon, they're working on child euthanasia. How come sign-ups aren't to go against that? How come you're not attacking, going after Oregon and Texas right now about child euthanasia, right to die, or Dignity Act, Die with Dignity Act? How come? They got you busy with Ferguson, got you busy with Bundy, got you busy with all this other stuff going on. That's how they do it. You see? And all the while, they're trying to get this new world order in position. And they use every means possible to do it. But they keep forgetting God's in control. Because they failed every time. But every time they failed, they learn. They put things in place, and they keep going. So the way they win is get America to pull away from God. And this is why they're having the same-sex marriage changed in the states like wildfire. So enough states change their laws to go against the Bible that God's going to pull away from this country. So they say, well, what can we do? Well, go back to the states and have them reverse the decision. You think God's going to bless a country that set up laws to go against God? Why would he do that? They can keep you all docile, that's why. Fluorine, vaccinations, fear, all these kind of things, keeps you all tied up. And they got to make sure you don't believe in God. How are they going to do that? Well, they get you to believe in evolution. And they're pushing it really hard. And you know, that goes into the philosophy of the, what they call the third ray. And science. Teach it in school. Every school is a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, confirms it in every college and university. Same thing. They teach evolution to take away from God at the highest level of colleges. And that's how they do it. They cut out God in every place they can. Now, one of the ways they're using today is science. In science, you never think would be, right? Well, the fifth ray of esoteric teaching in the field of science and their objectives are the following. Quote from their textbook, Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. The science of life in space. The science of energies. The occult laws of the cosmos and occult chemistry. That's alchemy, what they're talking about here. The science of the soul. Mind control. The science of meditation. The right use of mind. Setting you up to be possessed is what it means. Meditation is what that's for. Add drugs to it, it causes possession of a demonic spirits. How to channel of the divine will. I love how they put these things. They tell you right there, channeling. Divine will, you have Satan, that's what they're talking about. Science of electricity, the science of esoteric healing. Everything to take you away from God. And actually, quote, the Tibetan master, that's the enemy, Tibet, Hinduism, Buddhism. That's why the Pope's trying to bring everybody together. Quote, the Tibetan master says that, quote, the next 200 years will see the abolition of death and the fact that the soul's existence will be proved. He also says that in the future, medical schools will be founded, quote, whose purpose will be to study the etheric body, its relation to the dense physical body. They want to learn about the body and what effects that science has on it. And the aligning of the egos and all that. But why? Well, let me tell you why. Watch this. They have today 20 to 26 suicides per day of our troops. And I'm going to bring it home to you. That's quite a few suicides. And that's probably undercut because they call some of them accidents. John Lennon, he was a target by Illuminati, by the way. He said, our society is ran by insane people for insane objectives. I think we're being ran by maniacs for maniacal ends, and I think I'm liable to be put away as insane for expressing that. That's what insane is about. That's what's insane about it. Unquote. Now, they had what's called voice-to-skull technology. It's a weapon used for transmitting voices with low or high frequencies. Some you can hear, some you can't. Like a dog whistle. You can't hear it, but a dog can. Voices. These voices can be for commands or harassment and attacks that may look like targeted individuals' own voice. Voice-to-skull technology also can be used to induce or manipulate dreams to deprived, targeted individuals. It's being done. That's what the purpose, that's the causes of suicides. So they lessen the control of the individual by the drugs, the psychotropic drugs. Actually, and watch this. See if I can ring this up right quick. Now, some of my regular listeners, you've heard this before. But now you can see the implications of this technology that they're making look like it's cute. This is how far they've gone with it. For example, the part about having your own network, you can ring up whatever you want to. I don't have to ask anybody. Here we go. Regina Dugan, former director of DARPA, now works at Google. She worked for DARPA. Smart tattoos. Mark of the Beast.
Well, we're thinking of a whole variety of options for how you could do better at authentication. So you can start with nearer term things like tokens or fobs.
Keep in mind about the pill being taken.
Embedded in them. But you can also think about a means of authentication that you could simply wear on your skin every day for a week at a time, say an electronic tattoo. Now, we're talking about wearables. Everybody's interested in wearables. I'm profoundly interested in wearables. And what I will tell you is that we've made a lot of advances in wearables, but there's still some fundamental problems that we haven't solved. Like, one of them is the mechanical mismatch between humans and electronics, right? So electronics are boxy and rigid, humans are curvy and soft. That's a mechanical mismatch problem. Well, a researcher at the University of Illinois, his name is Dr. Rogers, what he discovered is that he could use standard CMOS techniques to make islands of high-performance silicon connected by accordion-like structures that would allow it to stretch up to 200% and still be performing. And what he did is he founded a company, and they started making electronic tattoos. So I'm wearing one here on my arm.
Do we have a camera to get a...
This is a developmental system made by MC10, and it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. Now, it may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. Right?
And that can have a design, right? Because
sure.
They would certainly want some kind of cool design.
Options, right? Options. And that's something that you wear, but you could also imagine including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte, and they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true. So it's really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away.
This is FDA cleared?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill was actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart
nothing.
Beat change? Does your
we can just tell that you've taken the pill. I mean, the medical
application. Yeah.
The medical application.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because let's face it,
here,
we like
just,
you guys, but you're from Google.
Just give him some water and let him take that.
So
right now.
Thanks.
Maybe Dennis. Dennis, let me ask you. Does Larry make you take one?
It's optional. So we
optional.
So we actually have demoed this working and authenticating a phone.
Yeah.
How about that? That's the idea. I'm not whistling Dixie here. What they're sneaking up on you with. Now, I trace the technology for that back to 1971. 1971, I got a copy of the monograph. It's called Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel. Ralph Schwetzebel, of course, is from Harvard. You can't trust theologians, scientists, business from Harvard. I told you all this many times. The Rockefellers own Harvard. They gave millions of dollars to them for donations for that purpose, the School of Divinity. I mentioned that yesterday. So if I hear about some professor that's fluent in Hebrew, other languages, he's got all these degrees, I don't give a hoot if he's writing Mother Goose rhymes. I wouldn't trust him to take care of my cat. This Professor Ralph K. Schwetzebel of Harvard, his brother Robert, came up with this device, a prototype, for rehabilitation that goes inside the nervous system. And what they did with prisoners, a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted inside the brain or body would monitor and transmit conversations, location, and even a sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. And 1971-73, this report explained that sewed up inside the subject's body with a transponder would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. Now, what can you do with that kind of technology in 1971? How about that? Who are the offenders and subjects in this matter? Well, they talked about homosexuals, the study group. But later in the monograph, what you read, when I read in mine, offenders' financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons. That's what you're dealing with. You know, they got cars out here today that have these chips in them. If you don't pay your monthly bill or whatever for your car payment, they shut that car down. Did you know that? Now, you put that in somebody's body. You worry about debt collectors calling you on the phone. That's at least your worries. Now, you see, that's where this is headed. And watch this. Remember I told you how they connect science and the other rays. How they coordinate together. And watch this. They take real preachers that you trust. I mean Billy Graham, all the rest of them are Masons. Every one of them. Every doggone one of them now. Now let's go to one that you'll find very interesting. Watch this. We're talking the Mark of the Beast here, at least a part of it. Recording of Brandon House, Jimmy DeYoung, and John MacArthur about the putting of this tattoo on your skin. That the Bible says a big no-no. That's going to control your soul, literally. Keep track of you everywhere you go. You can't buy or sell without this little device. And you're worried about gold? You got to be kidding me. Well, MacArthur, John MacArthur, is another Illuminati. And this is how they're going to use preachers to send your soul to hell.
Story to tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top of it. I've got a surprise for you today.
Okay.
Do you remember when you talked about the someone asked about the mark of the beast and whether or not someone could receive the mark of the beast and then become a believer? You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the controversy that stirred up?
Yes.
It was quite a bit, wasn't it?
It was.
I got a lot of emails, people saying, I can't believe he would say such a thing. You remember all that?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, I was walking April the other night listening to a Q&A from a few years ago. Where John MacArthur on a Wednesday night would have the folks in his congregation stand up and go to the microphones and shoot questions at him. Would you like to hear the question he was asked and his answer?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
In regard to the latter half of the tribulation period, when men would be required to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, my question is, once a person takes the mark, is there any possibility of him coming to Christ?
Yes. I think, you know, in the seven-year tribulation coming in the future, we're going to get into this probably a week from Sunday night, maybe this Sunday night, maybe a week, I'm not sure. But the tribulation is a seven-year period, right? The rapture of the church, seven-year tribulation, then Christ returns, sets up his kingdom. Now, in that seven-year period, really two things happen. God begins to judge the world with a series of holocausts, and at the same time, he begins to redeem his people, Israel. And in the process of this, the Antichrist establishes his rule, and in order to function in the economy of the Antichrist, you have to take the mark of the beast. The mark being the number of a man, Revelation 13, 666. Six is the number of man, right? Seven is the number of perfection, and man always falls short of perfection. 666. Always six is never seven. So the number of a man. And apparently what's going to happen, you take the mark on your hand or on your forehead. And we've talked a lot about that, you know, that's kind of the computer situation. We're now moving fast toward the time when we're going to have to do everything we do by cards and by numbers and all of that. And those numbers, the thing about a card that's a problem is you lose it, and they've already devised systems to put the number on your hand and on your forehead, and you go through a scanner, and then, you know, that's how you buy and sell. It's automatically deducted from your bank account. Now, the question is, if you're living in the tribulation period, and you take this mark, in other words, you identify with the beast's empire, will you still be able to be redeemed? And I think the answer to that is yes. Yes. Otherwise, there would be no salvation of anybody in the end of the tribulation. And you've got to have the salvation of folks in the end of the tribulation. You're going to have the Jews redeemed. You're going to have, according to Revelation chapter 7, an innumerable number of Gentiles redeemed, so many they can't even be counted across the face of the earth. So I don't think the fact that someone takes that is a sentence to it, to permanency, any more than you being a part of this world system once in your life means you have to be a part of the system all your life. Well, especially when the 144,000 don't start their ministry till the second half.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That make it a little tough.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Dr. DeYoung.
Well, we're looking at the same book. You know, that's what's so interesting, and that's what we were saying. I mean, you know, that's not the unpardonable sin. You've got to be. I've never thought that what he said there was very interesting. The fact is, if nobody gets saved in the last 3.5 years because they have received that mark, where's that unbelievable number of Jews that come to know Christ that are living, that actually go into the millennial kingdom in natural bodies? That's good that Brother John is looking at the same book that I am, and we came up with the same answers.
Well, it is, and that was very interesting because you remember that was really, really controversial. I'm not so sure you've ever made a statement on our program before that was as controversial as that one, and I got so many emails on it, and then I was walking the dog the other night listening to this Q&A, and I thought, oh, I've got to play this on the air. This will be a great surprise for Dr. DeYoung. So there
you
go.
It is a pleasant surprise, and the dear brothers and sisters who disagreed, you know, I don't quite know where they were coming from. I don't need to know that. But just now, with that confirmation from another a Bible teacher, and he's a great Bible teacher. I'm just a beginner, but
I wouldn't say that.
But go on. It's great to see that, and the confirmation of both of us believing that same thing. I wonder how many more emails you're going to get now.
Oh well.
You got two guys on your side that are pretty good, right?
I think so too.
Yeah. Well, we both love you and love what you're doing and have the opportunity to interact on your program.
Well, the feeling's mutual. Thank you. Oh, well.
How about that? Taking the mark of the beast will send people to hell because you've given your allegiance to Satan. And that's in the Bible. I'm not sure what Bible they're using. But it's not the Bible from God. You know, the main passage of the Bible that mentions the mark of the beast is Revelation 13, 15, and 18. And it talks about the breath of the image of the beast. The image of the beast might even speak and might even cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. It also talks about worshiping the beast in its image receives the mark of the forehead and the hand. And it goes further to talk about taking the mark of the beast will damn you forever. Family, you see how they're coming at you. Even the preachers, those on shows. And it's supported by the highest level of your theologians. And they're using the wrong Bibles. You got theologians that's leading the wrong path. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them. And they received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive in the lake of the fire burning with brimstone. God's not fooling around. The RFID technology is just part of it. And it's how they're going to control the health care. Your credit cards will all be on this tattoo. That's why you had, like, Miss Kansas, remember, on Everybody Watches a beauty pageant. And this is the first year I've ever known where they made a big deal out of Miss Kansas, former military, sporting a tattoo. She walked out. Now, at first look, you're like, well, so what? Okay. Where does the children today, the young guys, teenagers, get their inspiration from? Family? No, father and mother's working. Then their families are the baby boomers, their offspring, the baby boomers. 60s did something to them then. So you have a different set of standards today. So who's the main inspirations? Well, school, teacher, supposed to. But sports stars. In my day, Johnny Unitas, all these guys, they had sportsmanship going on, crew cuts, etc. It fit the time of the season. Today, they got long hair. They do this funny, stupid-looking dance when they score a touchdown. They have bad manners. They're taking drugs, and they sport tattoos. Basketball sport tattoos. A lot of them, on the basketball court are Freemasons. Not all of them, but the ones you hear the most about are Freemasons. So if a sports star can wear a tattoo, so can I. Look, Ma, this is good. Look at that. Like LeBron, whoever else. For the next generation to be able to take the tattoo, which will control their soul, and kill them. If they want to, not a problem. That's where he headed. And that's why I'm heavy on connecting the dots. And you go back to child euthanasia up in Oregon. Now start connecting dots. The vaccine, the psychotropic drugs. Miss Jones, your son has ADHD. We're going to take care of that. Here's 15 pills. We're going to give it to him. Now, you're not a good parent unless you give him these pills. Because your son, your daughter has ADHD. I'm sorry to tell you. Well, they forget that he's a 10-year-old kid, or she is. And they're young. And their attention span is not quite what an adult is. And you give them Coca-Cola, which is packed with sugar. What do you expect? This is all planned out, family. They had this planned out a long time ago. Give them Risperdal, Metadol, Floridol, Clodine, or something like that. Terzelidon, something to clone for the sleep. You give them pills to get them worked up, then you give them pills to go to sleep. Wow. If you don't, Child Protective Service comes to get you. Jesus, come soon. We're looking for you. You see what they're doing? How Satan works. That's what's really going on. And these people out here, these patriotist groups and so forth, they think they're going to beat that by what? Connecting with city councils or groups together themselves. They better know what they're dealing with. How high this really goes. I like to climb to the top of the tree where the tree starts swaying because it can't get no higher. Or down to the root. And it's what I found. Eleanor White. You thought I was going to say Eleanor Rigney, didn't you? Eleanor White. What is voice to skull? Psychoelectronic type of mind control. She's discussing it in the research paper I found in the covert around-the-clock harassment of innocent citizens living in homes and communities and worldwide in scope, connected in a fog of HARP and electromagnetic energy. Harassment includes electronic mind and body attacks, street harassment skits, destruction of family and other relationships, and destruction of careers behind the scenes that you don't know about to shut you up or use you as a lab rat. Now, I must tell you, this is why prayer is so important. Because God will take care of that which you can't see. Sometimes He'll put an angel there where you don't even know. Stop something you didn't know was coming. And because it didn't happen, you didn't know it wasn't happening. It got stopped by His angel. You know, one invasive attack method they use in the area of psychoelectronic mind control is this voice to skull, which they're going to use and are using to foment these suicides, and will use in the future when this one called Maitreya, the false prophet of the Bible, he's called many names actually, Sanan Emmanuel, Yeshua, Kalki Avatar, Imam Mahdi, the Christ, Master Jesus, Bodhisattva, Krishna, Imam Mahdi, I think I said that. When he starts talking to everybody at one time, and it's going to freak out Christians. It's called synthetic telepathy, commonly known as voice-to-skull technology. So it's a transmission of voice or other audible subliminal sound. It's directly to the hearing sense of the mind control victim. It's done around the clock. It can be one of the severest forms of torture. It's being done to people who don't even know it. sometimes referred to, as I said before, synthetic telepathy. It cannot be taught by any known electronic shielding. In fact, which demonstrates how advanced classified mind control technology has become. What you need to know is at least one method of voice-to-skull transmission uses what's called microwave pulses, like radar. It's not new. It goes back to the 1970s. It goes back to the 1940s. Technicians in World War II, working in the path of energized radio or radar antennas, discovered they could hear a buzz. It seemed to originate inside their skull. So this buzz was being caused by the train of a very short pulses of microwave signals. Kind of like each pulse causing a single click. And Dr. Sharp, around 1970s, he's in Walter Reed Army Hospital, specifically Institute of Research. He used a computer that controlled a radio transmitter sent out in a single pulse. It caused a single click to be heard by the test subject. And these clicks were timed according to the voice and the waveform. Now, the rock and roll music, it's not necessarily the music. It's the beat that draws the demonic realm to you. When you see those gurus, Manus, they do the om, that kind of thing. That wave, that pulse beat, draws demons to you. It's like blood poured, like a shot glass full of blood poured in the ocean, and it draws sharks to you a mile away. That's how it works. They integrate the natural with the supernatural by using technology. Now, in actual fact, a suitable modified amateur radio transmitter operating in either 420, 450 megahertz band or 1.3 gigahertz with a highly directional antenna, even he's capable of transmitting voice to skull, at least costs the price of an automobile. So you can see the possibilities of the mark of the beast. Sometimes they'll use it to drive somebody crazy, or to commit suicide, or to shoot the family and kill himself. Now you got it? That's how it works. They got tested. That's how they use science. A person, they have to also, for the science subjects, they have to profile the individual. And a person who's highly susceptible to hypnosis, about 1 in 5, give or take, could be put through living hell simply by way of subliminal voice to skull. Having Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, in your life, you'd be surprised to know how many attacks may be thwarted. So the troops come back from Afghanistan. They're angry. They were caused to do things they shouldn't have. They were trained not to do. They were made to do them anyway. Taking the drugs leaves them susceptible to this voice-to-skull technology. This is by design from a Joint Chief of Staff working with the CFR. There, I said it. I wanted to build this up before I said something like that. Your Joint Chief of Staff, your legislative leaders, your congressmen, your CEOs, entertainment leaders, and so forth, are under the secret societies, not patriotism at all. Patriotism, good deeds, philanthropy is all used to cover the nefarious agenda I've been talking about for so long. And I bring this up so they'll hear it, hopefully, and realize what they're doing is wrong. And what they're doing is damning their soul. And all the good deeds in the world won't get them out of it. But you know which way to go. And no matter what they do, your soul is safe through the Lord, through Jesus Christ. And not let them put fear in you. But knowing what they're doing, praying against it, that's the ticket. Because they have it so quantified, it's unbelievable. You know, they can modify, they can vibrate certain muscles in the body. Cause parasurges. Give throat irritation and mucus formation. Oh, that's interesting. Different body aches and pains. Tendonitis. Clogged ears. If you have an existing condition, like a cut or infection, they can make it really painful. Nausea, headaches. It's some of the things they put up with using science. You see, I've only scratched the surface of that. But keep in mind, they lose this whole game. This whole agenda, they're not in control. That's one thing to keep in your mind. You know, when you tell the average American out there, don't know this, and the veterans are afraid to say anything about the voices they hear, you tell them that they're beaming voices in their head, they're going to think you're crazy. When you tell them about the technology, they get mad at you. But you know, people who believe the government is beaming voices in their heads, they would have added social isolation to their catalog of woes. But now, many have discovered hundreds, possibly thousands, of others just like them all over the world. Websites dedicated to electronic harassment, gang stalking, have popped up in India, China, Japan, South Korea, UK, Russia, everywhere else. And you know, you have victims that host meetings, actually, like Tea Party meetings. They get together for targeted individuals, and they give their spill about, I'm a targeted individual, and what goes on. How many of them talk about prayer and the Holy Spirit protecting you with the blood of Jesus? Has anybody ever come up with that? I haven't attended these meetings, so I don't know. They start them off in prayer, end them in prayer. They talk about spiritual warfare, and these, or they talk about the woes and let it go. But you all know the answer. My regular listeners, you know. And understand, you're going to be tested, no matter what. You're going to be tested, if you're not already. The family, this conspiracy goes back to the news. Current time, you've got, oh, looky here. Arizona's pastor, Stephen Anderson, he's like Westboro Baptist Church. Pastor Stephen Anderson, who uses King James Bible, by the way, argues that, quote, AIDS would be eradicated if gays were executed. Oh, I shake my head, SMH. Is that what you do on a internet, SMH. Oh, gosh. What about the adulterers? What about the liars? We would have not too many people around, would we? See, these guys like Anderson and the rest of them work for the Illuminati. I can't tell you how. I don't know if he's a Freemason or what, or what organization he belongs to, or just misguided. But see, when you look at this and you say, well, he's a King James Bible believer. He's a pastor in Arizona, Baptist Church. Oh. That means you Baptists are killers. You see, you're associated like this. That's what he's for, like Terry Jones, burning the Koran, stepping on all that silly nonsense. And Anderson also saying that God wanted Obama dead. I mean, I can't believe these people. I just cannot believe why you would listen to this nonsense. But people are mesmerized. AIDS would be eradicated if gays were executed. You got to be kidding me. HIV was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland laboratory to start the killing process. And the other part is to start, oh, by the way, here we go, getting down to the racial issues. Delaware charter schools are segregated, says ACLU. See, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, form up the NAACP, ACLU, ADL, every one of these organizations. Tea Party, you name it. They form up all these organizations. And they use them to create chaos and confusion. And to start setting presences for illegal action. So they set up the situation. Then they go to the individual. Okay, now let's go to court. Then they make sure they talk to the Freemason judge or lawyers or legislators and start making law. That's how they do it. It's sneaky or what? That's total sneaky. Total sneaky entirely. And you got the Illuminati throwing old Bill Cosby under the bus. How long is that going to last? Rape allegations. Same fate as Michael Jackson. Obama's plan to help young American Indians. You see, now we're going back to indigenous state. Getting rid of national sovereignty. Bringing back the old ways. Eliminate the Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. And start using the aliens they brought in, which we're part of them anyway, by the way, to start causing chaos so that we'll want to come together under the New World Order and North American continent. Now, you got the Patriot groups over here. They're trying to figure out ways to stop it, but they're not going about it the right way. You see, when are they going to learn? When are they going to step back and say, wait a minute, I got to renounce my blood oath for Freemasons. I got to keep no secrets from my family. Start changing things at your office or whatever, if that's the case. And bring God back in the land. And then, if God wants, he'll save this land. Family, that's not being done. If anything, he'll delay it. Because judgment is coming. Now, I want to talk before we shut off here. My radio sponsor, not sponsor actually, but plays our broadcast and radio Bible studies, which I have tonight, 8 to 9. We talk about the heresies being taught today in churches. John Kirkler of HighPointRadio.net plays our broadcast, my broadcast, and my Bible studies on a random basis on his website, HighPointRadio.net. He's got sponsors there. He's looking to increase his output. So if you live up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, find out who his sponsors are and use them. Give him a good word. I'll let y'all also know that my website is watchfulforjesus.com and my Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. And the title of it should give you an idea about what it's all about. And it's not religious. Not even about Christianity. It's about the truth about Jesus. So now what I said 2 hours ago, you understand what I mean? Jesus is not about religion. He's about your redemption and your salvation. And you know, doing good works doesn't get you to heaven. Doing a good works, according to Isaiah 50, doing good works is filthy as rags. Because it covers up the nefarious behind the scenes activity. Doing good deeds don't work. Doing good deeds after you're born again, that works. Because that's fruits of the Spirit. You're not doing it for an agenda. You're doing it because the Holy Spirit's inside you. And you want to do good works, not what it's going to get you in the long run. Big difference. God knows the heart. So family, your best, if you've got a Freemason that's a friend, if you've got a Freemason in your group and he's the only one, you better watch him. Especially if you're a cop. I'm here to tell you. But they need to know that the ones above them, as the saying goes, will throw them under the bus in a heartbeat when it comes down to the New World Order. Because the Illuminati is going to do just that when they have total control. It is coming. Where can you find that? Chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Look up chapter 15. Roman numeral X-ray Victor. And read it for yourself. And that will happen. So I'm trying to warn the Freemasons. You're going to be targeted. But they're so busy getting aprons, they're so busy getting these symbols, so busy getting these awards, all these other things, they won't pay no mind. That's what it's for. It goes back to Boy Scouts. It goes back to education. Rewards to keep you tied down. Keep you enslaved. And no, I'm not liberal. I'm realistic. Now, this conspiracy, I learn something new every single day. Something I didn't even have any idea about. Connections are mind-boggling. But family, all their connections, everything they've done, they pull out the shroud, the so-called Ark of the Covenant. It don't matter what they got. It's not about Jesus. Their shroud is not about Jesus. Their Ark of the Covenant is a fake. According to the Bible, the Ark of the Covenant was Jesus Christ with God. Oh, yeah. But it's going to show up. And when they do that first seal, the false prophet, Sonata Manuel, boy, get ready. That's the first seal broke. 7 years of tribulation coming. A period of peace and prosperity. And then it gets ugly from then on. Family, get ready. Get ready now. And be watchmen. Y'all have a good night. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. We'll complete or talk about, well, we'll be completing, that's for sure. The heresies being taught today. And we'll be back on again tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And with more attacks for different groups, different directions we'll take about how they control us. Once you know what they're doing, you know what to pray against, what to stay away from, and what to report on. So y'all have a good night, and God bless all of you. And remember, Jesus Christ has rose, ascended, and he's coming back. Whose side, John? Accept him as your Savior. Everything else will take care of itself. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is your Watchman, signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.